Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Many companies in South Carolina use clean energy, like solar and biofuels, but our next guest's organization would like to see our state become a hub for all clean energy opportunities. And to that end, they host an annual summit, which is coming to Columbia on July 23rd. Jim Polk is the executive director of the South Carolina Clean Energy Business Alliance. Jim, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Mike. Thanks for having me again. I really appreciate it.
Sure. Now, for our listeners who might have missed one of our earlier interviews, give us a brief overview of your organization.
It's an alliance that's put together to promote clean energy, whether it's manufacturing or services or generation or anything really that has an opportunity with clean energy. We're there to help. We work with a broad array of companies from large electric utilities down to small biofuel makers, academic institutions doing wind testing and the like, down to companies doing biomass research like Arbogen in Somerville.
And tell us about the upcoming summit on July 23rd.
First of all, it's the largest event of its kind, bringing together business and thought leaders, and we're actually pleasantly surprised. Our exhibit hall was quickly sold out, so there's going to be a lot of information being shown there. But what we're particularly excited about is that this year, we're going to talk about investing in South Carolina and the very real economic activity that's going on. Last year, we had so much legislative talk on solar. Well, the good news is that legislation has passed, the rulemaking has been thrown out, and it's all going forward. People can learn about some of those rules and those programs, but they can also learn about the economic development opportunity here this year. That's really going to be our focus, invest in clean energy. And we'll hear about some of the very real positive returns on investment in clean energy transportation, whether it's natural gas buses rolling through our state or Proterra electric buses that are being sold 10 at a time outside of our state.
You mentioned solar is up there, moving fast with all of the new opportunities because of recent legislation. What would you say is number two?
Now, gosh, that's a loaded question, Mike, because whatever I say, I think I'm going to upset a few people. One thing that I see very promising in South Carolina is biomass. We talk about solar installations that are large, from 3 megawatts, 5 megawatts, 10 megawatts, that kind of thing. Well, in parts of South Carolina, we have biomass plants, EDF, like 17 megawatts online right now. We have Sunoco using biomass to fuel their operations in a very clean opportunity. And really the state in the southeast is, gosh, it's the wood basket. And according to a lot of experts, can be sustainably harvested and used for clean energy generation.
Now, at the upcoming convention, is it open to the general public?
Certainly, anyone that has an interest in clean energy, I think, would find a lot of information. But also, anyone that particularly are in the business of clean energy and wants to go ahead and find any opportunity with clean energy. That could include an energy manager at a university. It could include, let's say, a very large company coming to South Carolina, learning about what's available in the state. It could be companies that are looking to manufacture clean energy components and supply chain. Really a broad range of folks might have an interest in it. There's really going to be two important components. There's going to be the morning, which is going to have very real clean energy companies talking about the challenges that they face and how they overcome those challenges. But really the highlight of the whole meeting is going to be our keynote speaker in the afternoon for lunch period. The newly appointed director of the South Carolina Department of Health and Environmental Control, Catherine Heigl, she brings a wealth of experience in this area. So we're really looking forward to hearing her speak.
So we've had this solar legislation, and yeah, it seems to have removed, you know, a major hurdle there for that sector of the clean energy marketplace. Is there a new focus from your group?
You're correct. Solar is getting much more competitive, in many cases actually competing on an equal basis with other generation mix. So the next look, whether it's wind or whether it's biomass or the like, well, what is it competing against? Is it competing against natural gas? And how far of a difference is it? So what I find very encouraging is that the electric utilities, when you look at their whole generation mix, it's becoming very well balanced. that's very favorable.
Well, Jim, great information. Thank you very much for your time today.
Great. Thank you for having me, Mike.
Jim Polk is the Executive Director of the South Carolina Clean Energy Business Alliance, and we will have a link to his organization where you can find more information about this topic and the upcoming Clean Energy Summit on July 23rd. Our address is etvradio.org. Just click on Podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the South Carolina Business Review are their own and not necessarily those of South Carolina ETV Radio.